The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We're happy to welcome Senator Charles Grassley to the Hayes Advantage. Senator, we want to get to this. Busy afternoon for you. Thanks for taking some time. But what specifically is the national security issue? We could understand it with a commodity like oil, an oil company, but a pork company. Why is this something that is a concern?
Well, it's pretty simple. Food has a great deal to do with national security because, go back to Napoleon, an army marches on its belly. Go back to how long a submarine can stay underground. A nuclear submarine.
But are you suggesting we won't have enough food to feed our military?
Stay down forever until they run out of food. So the national security issue is not the big issue, and I don't know why you brought that up first, but it is an issue because it's the Chinese government, and if we're dealing with a private corporation in China, it's one thing, but if you're dealing with a corporation backed by the government of China, it has a lot of not only national security issues, but it's got more important unfair economic issues.
Is this not opening broad new markets for U.S. processors, though, Senator?
Well, hopefully it is, it's very important to Iowa pork producers that we have foreign markets. And right now, just in case you start this conversation with having an opinion that I had my mind made up on this, I'm really being more adamant than I really intend to be because I'm going to keep an open mind on this. But I'm going to raise questions from three standpoints. One's national security. We've discussed that. The second one, is there any antitrust complications? Because the four biggest companies in the United States has 74% of the market. And to what extent do we want more concentration? Maybe we do, maybe we don't. But we got to answer the antitrust things. And then for the family farmer, we got to make sure that there's markets and competitive markets for the products that are independently owned. Because, Smithfield is not only the one of the largest meat packers, but they're also, the number one producer of hogs from birth.
Well, Senator, are there measures that could be put in place to address security concerns, or should the deal be blocked entirely?
Oh, well, it's pretty simple. We've got processes in place that already take care of it. The Justice Department is going to have to say it's not anti-competitive. You're going to have this special commission that's set up on foreign policy and national security issues. It's going to be reviewed there. And we wait until we get answers to these questions, and then I make up my mind whether or not I support the merger or whether or not I don't support
We applaud your open-mindedness. Anything having to do with China and the U.S., trade relations, business is such an important issue right now. I want to ask you something more about grain exports because there's been news yesterday about genetically modified wheat having an impact on these grain exports. I know Iowa isn't a huge wheat grower, but you are the largest grower of corn and soybeans. Are you concerned foreign buyers would shun supplies of corn, soybeans, and wheat from the U.S., which is the largest export of all three crops around this deal?
Yeah. Well, as it deals with this issue, as I've got just a little bit of information on it, and there was more talk about this a couple of years ago than there is right now, but we got some wheat that's genetically modified that's being grown that hasn't been approved by the government agencies. And our whole approach on foreign trade to have our credibility is that we're going to ship things that are safe and meet the sanitary and phytosanitary standards and all the other standards we have to meet because the United States has to keep its credibility and its good name in foreign trade or else, it's not very valuable. And so in the case of grain, that has not been approved, We've got to be very concerned about
it. Well, Senator Grassley, please come back when you have more time. This is a big issue, so many important agricultural issues. We would love to discuss with you again on the Hayes Advantage. Senator Charles Grassley joining us, Republican from Iowa.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130. in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.